This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, celebrating Easter with praise for Mary Magdalene, the Apostle to the Apostles. The great success of the Da Vinci Code has focused the spotlight on Mary Magdalene, one of the most remarkable women in the Bible. Luke describes her as an independent woman who provided for Jesus and the disciples out of her own resources. The sometimes prurient speculation about her being Jesus' secret lover and wife has obscured the fact that, first and foremost, Mary was the Apostle to the Apostles, a title that Augustine, one of the greatest Orthodox theologians, actually gave her. It took two millennia for the Catholic Church to dispose of the long-standing myth that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. In 1969, the Church indirectly removed the stain of her alleged sins by assigning new scriptural readings for her Saint's Day on July 22nd. The passage from Luke chapter 7 about a woman from the city who was a sinner is no longer read, but the remarkable passages from John chapter 20 showing that Mary was the first to see and talk with the risen Christ is read instead. The belief that Mary was a prostitute was the result of mistakenly identifying Magdalene with Mary of Bethany and Luke's unknown woman, both of whom took oil and bathed Jesus' feet with their hair. This conflation of New Testament women was made official in a famous sermon by Pope Gregory I in 591 and was imprinted in millions of Christian minds with paintings of the penitent Mary Magdalene with loose red hair carrying an alabaster jar filled with oil. Gregory's claim that Mary had turned the masses of her crimes to virtues presents to all Christians, as Susan Haskins explains, the redeemed whore and Christianity's model of repentance, a manageable, controllable figure, an effective weapon, an instrument of propaganda against her own sex. In the Jewish tradition, anointing somebody with oil is a ritual for making that person a Messiah, an anointed one. And the priests of Israel and even King Cyrus of Persia were messiahs. So perhaps it is Luke's unnamed woman who officially makes Jesus the Messiah. In Matthew's account of this story, the woman is not a sinner, and Jesus praises her by predicting that wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. Women in the early church played significant roles. Single women traveled and preached with Paul as equals, and Priscilla, who was later martyred and canonized, had a church in her own home. John Mark's mother also hosted some of the earliest Christian worship. In her book, When Women Were Priests, Karen Torgerson offers strong evidence that women officiated at the Eucharist in these early Christian services. Returning to Mary Magdalene, we need to address the question of why so many women and men are now identifying so fervently with her. Diane Apollodotus Cappadona may have the answer. Mary was an independent woman. She didn't need a child. She didn't need a husband. She becomes the preacher, the missionary, the evangelist, the healer, the miracle worker. These are the things that attract people to her. As Dan Bernstein states, Mrs. Jesus is too confining a role for this deeply spiritual, independent woman who embodies the essence of the sacred feminine principle. As we celebrate Easter this year, let's think of Mary Magdalene, a woman of means and spiritual achievement, the first witness to the resurrection and the apostle to the apostles. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier at adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.